second commandment, thou shalt not make any graven images. Listen, this is for all the idolizers. Yo, you see the kids nowadays are bowing idle, and most of them probably can't believe that I'm flowing out the Bible. Cause they don't need to read, they've got TVs and DVDs, CDs and MP3s, but no vinyls. You see, football's a religion and heaven is your team winning the cup at the finals. And a trophy cabinet's basically a shrine full of idols. They threw the kids in the pit and made them dig up a coal, it's why we call them miners. We're trying to run away from God, but he can always find us. That's why we need to stop, repent and put the past behind us. I pray the Lord will bless us like when I sneeze and clear my sinuses. I'm having intense visions in the middle of nights. What time is this? I'm always reaching for my pen, cause people like me, we were designed to write scripts. I've got the right mind, the right tongue, the right lips. You see, I'm not just a senseless kid on some self-righteous tips. I've got a writer's wrist, not just a fighter's fist. I've always handled my bars with the tightest grips, and that's why along the way I've never had even the slightest of slips. Cause if I slip, I fall off the cliff and then I'll die in the abyss. And I don't wanna die, not now, not like this. I need to survive until all the planets align and create an eclipse. You see, the kids were born and raised in the sticks. They can't see a bright future, so they chill and blaze glitz. Every single day they sit around and wait for wage slips, buying loads of lotto tickets and praying maybe they can get rich. But they're all just blipped up and tripping off some acid trips. Young mothers out dancing and shaking up their asses and tits, and then come home to a man and complain that she got harassed by some dicks. But secretly in the club she give a couple man a tongue kiss. But this commandment's not about lust, cause that's the one that's after the sick. This is the second. Thou shalt not make graven images or idols or anything that has a likeness to anything on earth or in heaven. For the Lord thy God is a jealous God, and he could even curse your descendants. All the statues of the Virgin Mary need to be dismantled and never reassembled, cause I can imagine up in heaven Mary being offended. The Catholic Church is not a part of the Christian faith, it just pretended. Cause through its history it's killed loads of those that needed to be defended. You see, God wrote the commandments, but who wrote the doctrines of Catholicism mended? But now the same seed of iniquity is now descended into the lives of the kids, which will quickly be ended. But you see, everybody has an idol. We all worship something, whether it be weed or sex, football, food, money or alcohol, music or going clubbing. We all idolize these different things because we love them, and we build up a spiritual shrine. So we mustn't, and my life is going rapid now, it seems like time's rushing. I've got the mind of one of Einstein's Christian cousins. I've had a divine sign that I could leave the system smothered, cause right now all the kids are dying way before the fathers and mothers. They'd rather follow their brothers into the grave. They never see sin in themselves, so they never feel the need to be saved. Not a hopeless like searching for a needle in a stack of some hay. They're all devilish religions, and the bishops are practicing gays. It's not like back in the days when Catholics were killing Muslims with attacking crusades. But I'm like Samson, stamping on your blue suede. Welcome to the new age, where all the people idolize the lies like it's the new craze. But I will rip down your idols like you did to Saddam Hussein's. The only difference is I won't need to use cranes. I'll just call out and use the power of his name, because the next time the Lord floods the earth, it won't be with rain, cause it'll be with flames. He'll replenish the earth before Jesus' reign. And why'd you think people only curse and blaspheme Jesus' name?
Why?
Well, that's the third commandment. Thou shalt not take the Lord thy God's name in vain.